Hey there, glowworms. Welcome back to Glowland. We are on season one, episode 12, which is kind of crazy. It's going to be a short one. It's going to be a pretty casual one because it's the season finale. This is my last episode before I take a little break to focus on work and transitioning fully to living in Los Angeles again, and just a bunch of stuff that I have to sort of take care of. And I want to be able to do that as worry-free as possible. So I feel like 3 months worth of episodes is pretty solid before I go ahead and take that break. I really today just want to talk about sort of what my plans are for the next season, for season two, some things to look forward to, some ideas that I have knocking around in my head. First and foremost, I really want to sort of talk about life in Los Angeles from a sort of skincare and wellness perspective. People here are like wellness obsessed or like health obsessed. There's just so many more products, services, experiences, things, just discussions that I've seen and heard since moving back. And I like, of course, already knew all of that was here. I was well aware of it, after having, obviously, like I grew up here. So it's not exactly new, but there are always new trends and things to talk about, new treatments, new tweakments that people get, and things that I'm just like, I want to dive a little deeper on this. So I'm gonna really start talking about wellness as it pertains to skincare and just taking care of yourself and self-care kind of things. But yeah, just health from the inside out in some aspects, and still some like fully superficial things that I want to talk more about, just like things like food, the different diets that people have discussed. I've seen people say or heard in real life and seen online that people are like, oh, being on the carnivore diet, for example, really helped me. And I'm like, you cannot tell me that eating mainly protein, just mainly meat, for all of your meals is healthy. That there's no way that helped you, but people swear by it. And I find things like that so interesting. And I really want to discuss that further and really look into some of those things. Kind of from just like an objective standpoint. Because I mean, I'm not planning on going on the carnivore diet personally, but I just find all of that so fascinating. Especially when somebody's like, yeah, that's what cleared up my skin. That's what really made me like feel healthy and gave me energy and everything. And I'm like, that's wild. Cause I personally do be loving my vegetables. I do need my greens. And I love me some carbs. And I love me a healthy fat, so I will not be, I personally will be sticking to the pretty, you know, run-of-the-mill mixed diet that I have now. I've already given up dairy. I think that's enough. Haven't I given up enough? But I really like hearing about what other people do and how it's changed, you know, their health and their lifestyle and everything. So that's something I definitely want to talk about. I also want to, in the future, discuss more of those tweakments and actually go out and try a few. I know I sort of talked in tweakments part one about things that I would try, and I think it's time for me to go ahead and do it. I might be like deep diving into the magic of like Groupon and ClassPass in order to just like try out as many things as I can within reason. I already got like a Groupon for like a discounted facial. And I've literally, it's crazy to think about, but I've literally never gotten a facial done before. And a lot of that is because I don't like other people touching me, and I absolutely deplore, just hate people touching my face. So it's going to be an interesting thing to try out for me, in terms of my boundaries and in terms of my skin health. But I really want to do it just to see what it's like. You know, you gotta try things once. And if I like break out horribly, which like knock on wood, but if I break out horribly, then I'll know that it's not for me. But like on the flip side, I could end up like really liking the results or just liking the experience a lot or something. It's always like a good self-care experience, I think, to get anything like that done, something really soothing, something that's supposed to be relaxing. I got like a massage done once, and I already at that time knew I didn't like being, you know, like really touched. Not to make it weird, but like I just don't like it when strangers touch me, even in like the most like non-sexual, very consensual, very low-key way, which is, you know, a massage is supposed to be relaxing, but like I did not enjoy the experience. I only did it because I was with my mom and brother and they were getting massages done. They're like, do you want one? And I was like, nope. And they're like, are you sure? We have a coupon to make it like super cheap. And I was like, still no. And they just like kept being like, just get one, like we'll pay for it, like it's fine. And I was like, okay, fine. And then I hated it, because I just, like I said, don't like people like touching me at all. And I was not dressed properly, so I think I kind of had to, like, basically be topless. Like, I was, like, face down, but, like, I was, like, topless, which was also really awkward. Because I, like, wasn't wearing something that really, like, worked with the massage. And then they, like, needed a tip, and I didn't have cash at the end. And then, like, my mom and brother were super weird about it. So, like, anti-shout-out to those two for, like, putting me through a very weird experience and making something that I didn't enjoy even worse. But after that, I was like, wow, okay, if I ever do this again, definitely going to be on my terms, on my time, on my budget, because that's, like, the whole point is for it to be, like, a nice thing that you do for yourself, not something that you're doing literally just because, but because you, like, actually want it, or you at least want to try it, and it's adding to your day, it's not making your day hell. So yeah, definitely a learning experience. I don't regret it in that I learned so much about how I feel about sort of all those things, like massages, facials, all, you know, I've done laser treatments. Even that's been like a bit of a thing for me outside of just like the pain of it. Just like having somebody, you know, go into like my armpits and do things, like, you know, it's like all like weirdly intimate, these experiences. And so, like, sort of wellness professionals are great about making you feel at ease and everything. That is their job. And I really appreciate that about them. And I want to, have a few good experiences and get past my sort of ick for some of those experiences. And I think that'll be good. That'll be nice. And hopefully eventually, if I enjoy them and if I want to continue doing them, then I'll invest more into getting like some of the more fancy things done. You know, if I like a regular facial, maybe I will try a laser facial, or maybe I'll go to, there's like, Joanna Vargas is like a really big, spa here in LA. And I think there's also a location in New York, probably in a couple other places too, but she's sort of like one of those really famous estheticians that celebrities go to and people swear by. And if I'm really into getting, you know, these sort of treatments done and stuff, and I want to invest, you know, I want to eventually, go there and like try some really slightly, you know, fancier spots. I did see that Joanna Vargas is on like ClassPass, which I think is so cool. But then there's also other things on ClassPass that I want to try, like Pilates, and like seeing how I like that, and if it's all that it's, all that people make it out to be. You know, and I just want to see just how different people approach wellness in their life, mostly skin related and then probably a little of like not skin related things. I also want to talk more about, I sort of mentioned diets before, but outside of dieting itself and diet culture, I want to just talk about more like supplements and foods and things that contribute to skin health and overall well-being, and really get into sort of gut health and how that, you know, affects how our skin looks, because I feel like people don't think about it that much, but, you know, they think it's almost wild that I cut out dairy, you know, partially for how it makes me feel inside and partially for how it makes me break out. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's, you know, there's lots of foods like that, that you eat them and they can have some kind of inflammatory response. I know a lot of people will say if they eat way too much sugar, like sugar and like greasy stuff, processed foods, those things can make them break out. I saw a girl on Instagram the other day who, she said she cut out sugar for a week and her skin immediately looked so much better. She not only stopped breaking out, but she had like a lot less like puffiness in her face. And like, that's wild, you know, it's wild how much what we eat can immediately have an effect on how we look. I mean, there's like the weight loss aspect of things, but that's like never really been the focus of my thoughts or my discussions. And I really want to talk about the sort of skincare, aesthetic side of things. Yeah. So all that being said, I really am keeping this episode super short, but I want to thank all of the people who've been listening, so consistently throughout, these episodes. I'm tearing up a bit. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are the best. I did see, I'm like tearing up a lot now, but I did see a couple people like rated and reviewed, the podcast. I've never actually asked you guys to do that, because I'm a silly goose. I probably should have asked you guys to do that by now, but I really appreciate the people who went ahead and did that without me even asking. And, it means a lot. Yeah, it's been an interesting time. I've learned a lot about myself, and I've gotten to have some really cool discussions with friends that like wouldn't have happened otherwise, or maybe would have happened eventually, but like they really, we've gotten to talk about so many like skincare related things, and like that really is my ish. So I'm super happy about that, and I'm so glad that I tried out podcasting at all. I've never thought of myself as like somebody who would go into podcasting, since it has such a like horrible connotation at this point. People just think of like podcast bros and like incels and like all of those people who are just like super ugh. But like over the past couple of years, I've just gotten into so many like good, like educational or uplifting podcasts, and I was like, okay, if I'm ever gonna do a pod, like create a podcast, like it would be like that. And and that's really the direction that I think I've headed down, and I want to continue heading down, because I think that's what, you know, more of what the world and the internet needs. And who doesn't like having, you know, more stuff to listen to while they do their laundry or wash their dishes or, you know, drive to work or whatever. I know that's, you know, podcasts have really filled a sort of educational space for me. When I can't always get around to, you know, being a good student, like reading an actual book or something. So yeah, I want to share whatever knowledge I have, and I can't believe I only had like one guest on here this season. I'm like rambling at this point. Sorry about that, but I can't believe I only had like literally just my sister on here this season. But that episode was so fun, and they made me really want to have more people on here. So that's another thing that I definitely want to work out more. It was really difficult this time around just with moving and everything, because like people who I was thinking of, like I kind of talked to a couple people about having them on, and then I was suddenly like, oh, I'm moving and schedules are crazy. And it was just more straightforward to just, you know, do almost all solo episodes. But I definitely do want to get like some kind of space, some kind of like studio space or something that I can rent, so that I can properly, like in person or over Zoom or whatever, have people on to talk about, their skincare journeys and things that they do, and just maybe even just their general wellness practices. Even if it's, you know, more spiritual things, if it's, more, you know, just more niche things, like that's fine as well. It all affects each other. It really is all connected. Yeah. But yeah, I'll end this here. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I'm on Instagram at glowlandskin. I might get into TikTok finally. I've been like putting it off only because I'm like one of the few people, I swear, that like I just like don't go on TikTok that much. Like I'll go on like once every like 3 weeks or something and watch a few videos and have a chuckle and then like close it and be like, yeah, I should really post on there. And then I just don't. So I post like 2 videos this week, not Glowland related really, but just like 2 random other videos. And I was like, I should really just like post on here regularly or something. Like I should do that. So maybe I will. We'll see. I really should. unless it gets banned by the time that I get around to, you know, pouring more time into Glowland. We'll see. Anyways, thanks again for listening. I wish you all a great week and great skin health. Toodles poodles. Bye.